from the beginning of time, God looked at the human race and he knew how much he loved the human race. The human race to come. You see, God is all-knowing from past, present, future, and before and after time. There is no such thing as a time limit on God. There is no such thing as time. The Lord will always refer to it in the day of the Lord. In the day of the Lord. It is some of the modern day who think that they are prophets of God that say, hey, you catch this next comet coming by, drink the Kool-Aid, everybody's going to jump on. They miss the comet. God looks at us and says, look, I want you to find peace because I love you. Do we all not want that for our children, but for our loved ones? Do we all not wish that the world had love one for another? But we're looking at a world today, and really as forever, war after war after war, wars and rumors of war, before the end of the age. It has always been. Why? Man has wanted his will to be done and his will to supersede the will of Almighty God. Man had chosen that God would come down when man needs him, and until that time, man, the human race, would say, now this is what I call life. Man determines. Now, isn't this the life? No. Without Christ, it is not the life. The life that God created us to be a part of is the life in his Son, the life in his love, the life in his peace, the life to where you and I, even though we do not understand what's happening, we understand who is with us during the happening. It's called the will of God. God looked to man and he noticed in the heart of man, even to one point of saying that he was sorry he made man. Now that means something different than what you are, how you translate that. But nevertheless, God looked to the heart of man. What had he done? What had God done? What had God done so wrong to mankind that man would turn away from him? Well, at the beginning, there was a place called the Garden of Eden. Was that really terrible? Adam, Eve, I want you in here and I want you to enjoy. And God watered the garden from beneath. There was no rain. There never had been rain. God watered from beneath. Everything grew and everything was good. There was only one tree that man was told, don't mess with that one. The knowledge of good and evil. Over not far from that tree was the tree of life. God said you can eat tree of life. You can partake. Here it is, but not that one. Man chose evil. And man has been choosing evil ever since. Oh, now, preacher, I don't want evil. Then why do we act like it? Why do we encourage it? Why are we a part of it? But I want to be in the will of God. But because of our sinful nature, because of our human existence, we think that we as a human being ourselves can achieve the will of God. We can't. You and I cannot achieve the will of God. on our own. I cannot be in the will of God outside the will of Christ. God said, you're not going to make it. When you get into that deep thought, when, you know, the philosophy comes out and, you know, all the human wisdom starts spewing out and made some of us decide that we don't really want to be a psychologist because they're all nuts. What we find is this. God says, I'm going to show you my will. That's where Jesus comes in. Yes, but what did they do before Jesus was around? There's never been a time when Jesus wasn't around. You're talking about Jesus coming in the virgin birth as a human being. Jesus has always been. Well, there is God the Father, there's God the Son, and there's God the Holy Spirit. There had never, ever been a separation between the triunity of God. There was only one time in history, and I'm talking about God's history, that there was only one time to when Jesus, the Son of God, was separated from God the Father, God the Holy Spirit. Now you want to know what hell's like? Jesus took it for you and me. It was Jesus on the cross as he yelled out, Abba, Daddy. Daddy, Daddy, why have you forsaken me? In order for you and I to be within the will of God, God the Father had to push away God the Son. Never, never had it ever happened. Never will it again. Because he had to die the human death for you and me. So we can be in the will of God. Because we sure couldn't do it on our own, nor did we want to. We know what is the right thing to do. But God says, listen, Christian, here's where sin comes in. When you know to do the right thing and you choose not to you, that is sin. You mean Christians still sin? Yeah, and look, if they start telling you how perfect they are, you don't need to be around them to begin with. You get out. Because I can tell you right now, the Lord's not there. Because you and I, in order to be in God's will, had to make certain that we were in Christ and Christ in us, because you can't do it. The will of God. Gospel of John chapter 6. You will find in John, in the whole book of John, seven times. And people say, why is it always seven? Well, seven is the perfect number of God. Seven times you will hear John in his preaching talking about the will of God, the will of God. You hear people wanting to put down someone else saying, well, I got to tell you this, sinner, you're out of the will of God. Well, let me tell you something, pious Christian, so are you. You and I are to love with the heart of Christ. We are to love those who are down in the ditches, to love those who are hurting and almost completely shattered. We are to care, because God does. John 6, 38, verses 38 through 40. First, verse 38. For I have come down from heaven. This is Jesus speaking. All the religious leaders are sitting around hearing him, because Jesus was anything but religious. They were listening to him. And what they heard him say when he said, for I have come down from heaven, That was a statement that said, I am God. They heard that from him. Can you believe this heathen? What, do we not know his mother? Do we not know his father, Joseph? Did we not see him grow up among us? And now he dare claim that he is God? Jesus didn't hesitate. He kept speaking. I have come down from heaven not to do my will. Okay, he's in a human form. You getting it? He said, I did not come to do my will as a human, as 100% human, but to do the will of him who sent me. It had always been the perfect plan, the perfect will of God that Satan was not privy to at any point, that Jesus was going to come and die on a cross for you and for me to redeem us, to buy us from slavery, slavery to self, slavery to the will of our mind, from slavery to the will of people. You and I seek so often to please people, and we keep getting broken. I got news for you. You're not going to please them. You got me? Jesus didn't please anybody. What? There was a time when he didn't please his disciples. God love them. They like never caught on. They were just like you and me. But he says, I've come to do God's will. Do we not understand that he's talking about the will of my Father is in me, and I will to love you. I will to care about you. And I will care about you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will walk with you. I will talk with you. Because the will of my Father is the will that I share with you. I will love you when you're unlovable, which is about 99% of the time. I will love you, walk with you. When you're unstable, I will be there to carry you. That's the will of my Father. I don't want you to worry, Christian. You belong to my family, and I will take care of my family. God says, because I've sent my Son to show you how much I love you. Can you imagine? Well, you can't. What it took for God the Father to turn his back on his Son? Meaning, Jesus had to conquer hell. And hell is represented by separation from God. He had to conquer it, for you and I are doomed. And in order for the conquering to take place, Jesus, from his human hurt and pain and brokenness, cried out. Yeah, you got to hear it. If I'm talking to my Father, a lot of kids will say Father or Dad. They say Father. But now when you, as a young child, as a young person, when you want to really get your daddy's attention, your father's attention, it's Daddy. Daddy, please help me. We melt, don't we? I mean, this whoop world, back away from my kid. Daddy is here. So Jesus cried out, Daddy, Daddy, why? And I know, as you know now, it was for you and me. That was the will of God for you and me. That was the love of God for you and me. God pleased to give Himself for us. Now that's God. Not a God that tells you to go slaughter people on His behalf. No. You think God can't handle people? God says, for you I die. Look at verse 39 of the Gospel of John 6. This is the will of the Father who sent me. Are you ready? This is the will of the Father who sent me, that of all He's given me, all of us, but think of it this way, in completeness. Of all He has given me, that means the human race, but it also means anything that's created. All creation, the trees, the this, the that, anything that's created. But definitely us, I should lose nothing. Now how would I know that was saying, well, keep reading the Bible. The greatest commentary on the Bible is the Bible. When you get stuck on one part, keep reading. Jesus did not give us His word to confuse us. But I should lose nothing, but should raise it up at the last day. I should lose nothing. That included no one, but nothing, all things. But I should raise it up. God never refers to us as an it. We're His children. All God has created, He said, had been given to me, and at the last day, I, says Jesus, I will bring it all back. New heaven, new earth. I want you to think of something here. God said, my will is that through my Son, you will find peace. You will find the joy. You will find everything that God wants you to have. God will bless you with everything. First thing pops to people's mind, money. Money won't buy back youth when you're old, a heart that's grown lonely, or a love that's grown cold. The wealthiest person is a pauper at times compared to the man with a satisfied mind. That's not where it is. It's in the will of God. What things are you going to take with you? Now I can picture me at a funeral of my loved ones or of my sibling situation and all, of having everything packed in to put it in a casket there for watch them, watch it as it goes down. And my mother said, don't do that, Larry, they'll dig me up. That's the human nature. Isn't that horrible? That's it. That's humanism. God said, what I'm talking to you about in everything, it's everything that is good for you. Everything, every situation, I want it all to be good for you. Learn from that which is evil, but walk for that which is the will of God. Evil can teach us a lot, especially about hurting, right? You know, I thought that I had forgotten about that, but as I got older, all the memories came back. Well, the scripture for that is, be assured, your sins will find you out. Your sins will find you out. I cannot be judged by my sins of life when it comes time for me entering the gates. Can't happen. The Lord was saying, your sins will find you out. Meaning there will be a time when we will look back and we will regret the majority of the crops that we sowed. Where's my hope? The hope is in the will of God, and His name is Jesus Christ, our Savior. Jesus said, "Oh, I know your mind's not going to let you get any rest." You know that, right? That mind of yours, some people, God love them. The only thing they can think about is the negative. The negative. The negative. Well, how has that made you feel? Thinking only about that. I try not to think about a lot of the junk. Well, of course, the older I get, the more I forget anyway. I just wished I could forget more of the bad and remember more of the good. Perhaps, maybe, there's so much bad that it's hard to have the good overshadow. Let me tell you, Christian, and those who do not know Christ, the hope that I have, the hope that you have, is in the will of God through His Son, Jesus. I can't make it right. I can't even go back and say, "I'm sorry," and make it right. We cannot change that which is past. But I tell you one thing that God has given us the power to do, and that is seek my will today. For today is the day of salvation. Your salvation is today. Whatever your past, I'm offering you a future. And that future will be with me. Jesus was promised by His Father that He would lose nothing. Well, we look at ourselves so often and say, "I'm nothing." But that's sin also, Christian, for you to think of it that way. Because in myself, I'm nothing. But as a child of God, I'm everything to Him. I am not allowed. Apostle Paul said, "Look, people, I don't even have a right to judge myself, so I sure don't care what you think." And God says, "I want you to know that I love you. Quit putting yourself down. Quit stepping on your own heart. Trust me, for I am about the will of my Father. And His will is that I will lose nothing. Thus saith the Lord thy God." If He said it, you can count on it. And then the last verse, 40, as He continues, "And this is the will of Him who sent me," still Jesus, "that everyone who looks to the Son," S-O-N, "who looks to the Son and believes in Him may," which is permission from God. It can would mean you're able, but "may" means it's permission. Got it? "Believe in Him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day," or the end of the age, the last day. When that going to happen? I don't care. I don't care. I care that Jesus cares. How do I know that He loves us? God's holy word says that while we were still yet sinners, Christ died for me and you. He died for the very ones putting Him to death on the cross. What a prayer! "Father, forgive them, because they don't know what they're doing." And the fact is, people were acting as though we still don't know what we're doing, because we get more into self and our own will than into the will of God the Father. The hope you and I have is in the will of God. And it was God's will that we should believe in His Son, and whosoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. I don't care what any other human being says. When God said it, count on it. So let it be written, so let it be done. God said, I'm not done with you. Oh, and now listen. You and I need to really start focusing on that word. God says that He will never be done with me. Now on earth, we're certainly a work in progress. But He says, I will never be done with you. There will never be the time as to when His kingdoms will not continue to grow. Everybody says, well, at the end of the age, at the end of the age is the end of our time here. New times and the good times are coming. When we, being glorified by our Savior Jesus because He was glorified, He said, I'm coming back. But now I'm not coming back this time as a sacrifice. I'm coming back as the ultimate deliverer, so that where my children are, they shall be with me forever. Because we got work to do. We will continue to work for God throughout universes. Well, I can't think that big. Well, listen, folks. I'm still trying to figure out why God loved me enough to even save me. I can't figure God out. Good. Because as soon as you got your God figured out, I can tell you, you got the wrong God. As soon as you do that, I know the will of God only because the will of God is in His Son. Amen. So therefore, I know His Son. Larry, do you know what God is going to do with you? Yeah. He's going to keep loving me despite me. I am not that lovable a lot of times. You see, that's because of our humanism. We're broken. God said, through me, you fixed. I got you. Lord, this burden, it's, Larry, the problem with you and your burdens are, you give them to me. Don't preach it and then not give them to me. I mean, all of the aches and the pains of life, the older I get, the more I understand, the more it hurts. Pretty soon, it'll all be over and I shall wear a crown. I get to sing, Randy. I do. Yep. Yep. And I will get to shout. The smile that is in your heart because you know that Jesus has you. Folks, it does not matter what some other human being thinks of you. They are not going to be allowed to bring one railing accusation against you. No, not one. So you tell them, go ahead and get it all out while they're here on earth. Because God ain't going to listen to them. God says, I won't nag you, but I love you. I won't cause the hurt that's going on around you, but I'll deliver you from that hurt. Because of our human condition, so often we forget something that's mighty important. A human being in a human body cannot come in the presence of God. Therefore, what we call, or the world calls, death. They're dead. Don't you all start saying that about me when you see me in that casket. I'll come right out of there at you. No, Christian, you will never die. That's got to change bodies. Oh, Gene, do you imagine these new bodies? Mitch Lovell, you all think about it. The new body that's waiting for us, that's perfect. no pain. And God says, I had that picked out for you before time existed. Now that's love, people. And that's a God that promises us love and can keep and does keep his promise. I just love you. Did you ever think that maybe the other disciples of Christ didn't make it to heaven instead of Judas Iscariot? No, I don't ever even consider that. You know why? The reason people consider it is because of how foolish they were in the actions and all. But they were with Jesus. Same place you and I are going to be. We will love one another through eternity. And as I always tell you, you might as well love me now because you stuck with me from now on. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your will that supersedes all else, your will full of love and peace and joy, your will that reaches out above all else. It's you, Father, who loves us. And because you love us, we are given the blessing of being able to love you back. We mess it up, but you don't mess your love up. Thank you, Father, for the blessings of your holy word and that your will continue to sustain us. In Jesus' name, amen.